Okay, Iran. Look at Shah.
Okay. Well, I'm not so optimist as my colleague here. I think there's a real problem concerning Israel democracy. And I feel largely as a democratic secular state, we are standing to a decade that maybe will change the character of the state. And there are many examples. I don't know how much are you into Israel society, Israeli media, Israeli news, but I'll say a few words about myself to begin with and about what I'm doing, and then I'll say something about the relationship between the religious and the state. Okay. My name is Eran. I am the head of the secular yeshiva in Tel Aviv, for Bina. I was born in a kibbutz. I live in a moshav close to Beit Shemesh. I was a shaliach of the Jewish Agency to Budapest in the 90s. I was an officer in the army and still do reserve military time in during the reserve times. And I see in the last 2.5 decades a large change in the Israel society toward the issue of religious and state. And as I understand, we have a big problem. I'll remark few points, and the first one is the ability of an Israeli to get married, to bury one of his family who died, to do all what he needs to do as a private Jewish man and woman the way he wants to do it. All of these things are not in his hands. They are in the hands of the Rabbanut. And the Rabbanut do it only one way. One other problem is the problem of giyur.
Conversion.
Yes. As you know, more than 300,000 new immigrants came to Israel in the last decade who are not Jews by the halacha. According to the Rabbanut, we are talking about something between 900 to 1,200 giurim that are held every year in Israel by the Rabbanut. And there's a big conflict between the authority of giur and other rabbanim about the if this conversion are really through the halacha. Without going into more details, all the thing is really stuck. I mean, the 900 or 1,000 people a year, it's less than the growth of the population among the Russian population who immigrate to Israel, the Jewish Russian population. I mean, don't even equalize the growth of population. I think there's a large, how should I say, campaign of Achzara B'Tshuva in Israel. Most of it funded by the government. In the IDF, with a lot of NGO supported by the government. You mentioned Chabad, who was, of course, the pioneers. But you won't imagine how many people are working in making secular people become religious. There is a real threat about left organization or organization of women rights in Israel. There's a real, I should say, a force of trying to take this plural life secular society to a different setting. And I think you don't really maybe understand how strong is the Orthodox parties in Israel, or ultra-Orthodox and Orthodox party in Israel, and how much influence they have about society. I'll give one example. I don't want to speak around. Probably my colleagues have a lot to say about what my opinion is. We established a secular yeshiva 5 years ago in Tel Aviv, trying to engage young Israelis, secular boys and girls, in Torah study, combined with military service. We appealed to the Ministry of Defense to give us an opportunity to do it, like the Orthodox do it. We wanted to have a Yeshivat Shilu, which is not Yeshivat Esder. The Esder is usually doing a year and a half military service, and the Shilu is doing a full service. And we wanted to make a full service in the army, so we applied to be a Yeshivat Shilu. And according to Chok Tal, I don't know, the act of Tal, who is now in a big discussion in Israel today, the authority to authorize a shiluv or esder, a yeshiva, is by the Ministry of Defense. But he's doing it by the... he must have a suggestion or recommendation from Vayde Shivot Esder, who is a committee of 5 Orthodox rabbis who are looking into the yeshiva and gave the recommendation to the Minister of Defense. And we went there about 4 years ago. Dov Elbom, one of Bina's teachers, Muki Tzur, another Bina teacher, and myself, we said we want to open a yeshiva. We described the week of study and what we want to do. And this committee sent a letter to the Minister of Defense that Bina is a yeshiva lo al pi ruach Israel Saba. Who can translate it to Australian English?
Not in the spirit of the traditional.
Lo beruach Israel Saba. Okay, that was the recommendation. And after we got an answer from the Minister of Defense that the Yeshivat Bina is not can't be a yeshiva. I mean, couldn't get the route we wanted into the military and study session, and of course we won't get the money from the government. So, of course, we still have a yeshiva in Tel Aviv, but thanks to a lot of Jews from the diaspora, especially in North America, and some Israeli who donate us money, we managed to have it work, but it's not part of the establishment. And only to remark a few examples, I think there is a real problem here. And as an Israeli who was born here, I think there is a real threat on Israel as we know it, as a democratic, pluralistic state. And I'm not saying it because you asked me to come to a panel and I have to be provocative. I say it as a concerned Israeli citizen.